Pi is the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter. Divide any circle by its diameter, you get the same number, starting with 3.14. And since 1988, that's been celebrated on Pi Day 314. But tomorrow, set your alarm for 9:26 and 53 seconds, because once a century, we get the first 10 digits of pi, 3, 14, 15, 9, 26, 53. Matt Parker is a British mathematician and math comic. Matt, first give us an example of math comedy.
My last show featured a lot of spreadsheets. I'm a huge spreadsheet fan. And so I showed people my all-time, we're talking number one here, top favorite.
Ha ha ha. Spreadsheets. Well, but we have a little video to give people an idea. This is when you and your crew rolled out the first million digits of pi on a runway. Let's listen to a little of this.
With a million decimal places of pi, each digit should appear approximately 100,000 times each. That makes sense. But of course, it's not exactly even. Some of them don't even make it. There are not 100,000 zeros. Zero doesn't make it. One doesn't make it. Six, seven, and eight all don't make it. The champion, though, is five.
There it is. That there is the 100,000th five.
And that gets at the essence of pi. It's such a mind blower because it is something that's fact. You always will get the same number when you make this division of circumference by diameter. That's kind of in stone. But it's also known as an unknowable number.
Yeah, and pi gets to the heart of why mathematicians get so obsessed with math. It's unpredictable, it's random, but yet you're absolutely correct. It's set in stone. If there were aliens on a different planet somewhere else in the universe and they were calculating pi, they would get exactly the same digits as us. But yet, if you looked at some of the digits, you can never predict what the next one is.
And it works so well that it's called pi because you could demonstrate it with a pi.
This is it. I once got several hundred pies and positioned them in a huge circle and then positioned pies across the middle of the circle. And I did the most accurate calculation of pi using pies that I could possibly do. And so of all the Greek letters, it is the best one there.
Well, remind us, who uses pi?
Well, that is a very good question. So pi, most people, when they learn it, is what you said, is the ratio between the circumference and the diameter of a circle. But if that was the end of the story, mathematicians would not be that obsessed. We wouldn't have our ultimate pi day on the weekend. The thing that's incredible about pi is it doesn't just limit itself to geometry. Everywhere you look in math, suddenly pi will leap out of the shadows. Like if you ignore circles, if you take all the odd fractions, so a third, a fifth, a seventh, everything with an odd number on the bottom, if you start with one, if you subtract and add the fraction, so one, subtract a third, plus a fifth, subtract a seventh, if you carry on, the total you get is a quarter of pi.
What?
And so suddenly pi just, you're like, I'm nowhere near a circle. And if you add every single fraction together, one, a half, a third, all of them, but you square them. So one plus a half squared plus a third squared, all the way up, you get pi squared divided by six.
Oh, boy.
And so you kind of, everywhere you go in math, suddenly pi is there. And so that's why mathematicians get so obsessed with it.
I think there's a world record, a Guinness World Record, somebody memorized 67,890.
That's
so
correct.
So go ahead.
Okay, 3.14159265 Actually, I'm reading it off a bit of paper. I am terrible. I have only memorized the first six digits. I should learn some more just for my nerd cred. But it turns out, in terms of physicists and engineers, the first 39 digits are all you will ever need. Because that's the if you calculate the volume of the universe, apparently, to the nearest atom, 39 digits of pi are sufficient. But the fact that people get so obsessed, people love pi, and for some reason they love memorizing it.
Well, and as we said, people are celebrating. What are you going to do?
Well, for a friend of mine told me this, and I'm going to try it on Pi Day to celebrate. If you get a pendulum, so you get a mass that's going to swing on a bit of string, if it's exactly a quarter the length of the acceleration due to gravity, it swings with a period of pi seconds exactly. So I'm going to set my pi pendulum swinging. Yes.
Wait, so a pendulum.
A pi pendulum.
Pi pendulum.
If you get a piece of string, so acceleration due to gravity is 9.81 meters per second per second, about. If it's exactly a quarter the length If you just get it and let it swing on its own, the time it takes to swing across before it stops and comes back is pi seconds. Spot on. Again, what I love about it is it's pi suddenly showing up. And that's that fantastic thing about math, that there's some deep, incredible logic going on, and math is, gives us little glimpses of that happening.
Oh, fantastic. Matt Parker, a mathematician at Queen Mary University in London and stand-up math comic. His book is Things to Make and Do in the Fourth Dimension. He will be doing a pi-andalum. Matt, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Robin.